Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers.
Hola.
And we have a special guest today. We have writer-producer, Mr. Pro Dubois. Welcome to the Martini Bar, Pro.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks for having me today.
Yes. We're happy to have you. We got a lot of stuff. Pro is involved in a number of projects. One in which he's my boss, so I got to be a little careful about here. But first of all, do you mind if we talk about your mom just a little bit?
Okay. What exactly do you want to talk about?
Some people who don't know. Pro's mother is Janae Dubois, who was Wilona in one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Classics, Good Times, and just. One of those iconic TV series. And just, why don't you tell a little bit, Pro, about, because you told me about her background. I didn't even know when she started, but she's...
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me get started, because when you get to Good Times, it's actually fun, that road to Good Times. It kind of starts back in New York City. And Broadway is that place. Stage was Mom's arena. I was there watching it as a child, doing magazine covers and shit.
Wow.
And I would come home and the Candy Man would be in my living room, believe it or not.
Sammy Davis Jr. would be in your living room.
Sammy Davis Jr. And most of the cast
was
an old boy player. Yeah. So Sammy Baby, he actually did me a favor and left me a couple of his suits to wear, his tailor-made suits. So I would go to school maybe as little Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. So that's
did
how it all
began. Did
you
leave any money in the pockets for
him? Yeah, I checked. That was the little person was so
good. Money in there or something.
Oh, no, I checked. That was the fun part.
No diamond rings or anything. He had a lot of rings.
Oh, damn, he loved the jewelry.
He might have fallen, one of the rings might have fallen up in the pocket. You know.
There you go.
What a find, right? So as we make that journey, you know, as I said, Mom and Sammy were very, very close. And it actually established Mom's momentum to go towards the business. He was like her ticket. And when she dealt with Sammy, it was like the beginning of something big. And we moved forward, and there's another commercial, and then something else that took place. Then she and Sammy did another thing together, and so forth and so on. And then Norman Lear comes into the picture. She makes her way to Los Angeles at the one of these theaters out here, and Norman Lear sees her on the play. Norman Lear approaches and says, "Listen, we have a play or a TV show called Good Times.
Wow.
And there's a character available. We need a sassy little gal to come in and do her thing when on the side of Esther Rowe. It's her show." So Mom's quietly, knowing that her and Esther Rowe had meetings before in New York City, and they were questionable, but she knew that there was something to be done here. Uh-huh. So Norman Lear, with all his eagerness, signed her to a 3-year deal.
Oh, man.
Without Esther's knowing it. And when Esther found out, Norman had to give Mom a call and said, "What happened? You and Esther are friends?" She said, "No, we're very good friends." He said, "But what happened?" She went crazy when I said you were signed. Make a long story short, 2 years later, Esther was thankful, very, very thankful that Janae stayed on the show. As a result, Mom became kind of a hit, the neighbor coming back in.
She was one of the few people, she might have been the first person, maybe Ed Norton was first, where they would walk in the room and there would be like applause, and they had to wait. She had to wait
to die down
to say her line.
She'd walk in the kitchen
and it's like,
there.
I mean, you can name the people that could do that. It was like Kramer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, I can't remember back if the if Ed Norton did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same thing when he walked into the room. But when your mom walked on the set, it would be, I mean, there would be just applause, and she would have to wait.
Yeah.
And then she would give the line.
That's part of it.
I mean, that's
a
huge compliment.
Yeah, that timing is unique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with that, a lot of that, waiting on the applause to end, it became part of a setting. And you kind of get used to it. And I think Mom really became kind of used to getting that applause.
Oh, yeah.
And it just became kind of a standard. So right after Good Times, and if we can keep moving on.
Sure, go ahead.
That series.
But I love Good Times. But go ahead, move on. I know you got to move on.
Because you figure there's so many characters on the show to talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean, between Bernadette Stanis, Rob Carter, Jimmy Walker, of course, you know, then Johnny Brown, Esther Rowe, John Amos.
Yeah.
Now, at that time, the reason why the show Good Times was so hot and so real good into community was because at that time John Amos was playing the father figure for a lot of the kids.
Right.
He was playing a huge role in the community.
No, he was.
In good times, was able to touch the whole nation.
He was a real dad.
And therefore, when the father wasn't in the home, John Amos became that dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that was significant. So good times had a significant place in its time.
Oh, yeah.
Where my mother played a significant role for most of the young women coming up.
Yeah.
The fatherless kid, you know, where the, forgive me, where the, they were mother, forgive me. You know, when you have a
one-parent families, right?
Yes, thank you. Single parents.
Single-parent families.
She was actually giving the women a chance to show them that in a tough time, she could actually put together.
Survive.
See, I have the good.
So that's good.
Survive, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Mm.
Cool.
Okay.
But I will say one thing about that show, which I was a little bit. Okay, according to that show, as I remember it, your mom and Esther Rolle were school friends?
On the show itself?
Yeah, that was their thing. Your mom has probably got to be 10, 20 years younger than Esther Rolle.
Yes.
They went to school together. That was the thing. Because
Esther Rolle was like Taylor's team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the way I assume that.
Yeah. But your mom just had that.
What I wanted to say, Jerry.
What's that? Go ahead.
You say it. Yeah. See, what I was trying to
say,
mom had a chance to show young black women how to be respected single parents in tough times. At the same time, telling and inspiring the whole world to move on up and go for a piece of the pie with the Jefferson theme song. That's where that intertwines. That's what I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
How the Jefferson theme song became part of her giving back to the community again. Once again, here she goes again.
Yeah.
Showing the young women how to be single mom with Janet Jackson. Then moving further with the Jefferson theme song. Gotta get a piece of that pie. Inspiring people.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second. So, you're just for people that don't see the show. And you can see the show. I'm sure those episodes are out there on DVD or
TV
something.
Oh, yes, TV One shows them every day.
Yeah, yeah. But Janet Jackson, a young Janet Jackson, played Penny, who your mom adopted, right?
Wasn't she an abused child?
She was
she was introduced as an abused child.
Abused child, and your mom took her in, right? And adopted her.
That was played by Chip Fields.
Oh.
She played the battered, the mom that was beating the child. And Janet, that particular relationship still kind of lasts today, where Janet and mom still have that mother-daughter type
of
relationship.
Great.
That's really cool.
And that's why I thought the show would be great for us to try to move forward with Janet.
Yeah.
Because of the bond that it came from that relationship of her being a single, mother.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to that just for a second. There so what projects do you have going right now that you're and I know I'm involved with one with you, but talk about some of the projects that you've got going and the Janet Jackson side of it.
Well, the shows we're working on right now, there's a comedy series called Danny and Granny, a show uniting Janet Jackson and Jhené Dubois again, and basically it's a show about Janet Jackson playing the mom this time of a child that she's going to adopt.
Wow.
And so it's a funny type show, as I said before, where Janet gets an opportunity to play a mom of a young, talented child, just like the Jackson family.
Yeah, yeah.
With no type of attachment, but Janet doesn't want him to be in the business.
Right.
Because of her past relationship in the business through the family.
You're not going to have Joe Jackson in there.
No, okay, not good. Joe.
Cameo?
We might get a cameo.
You can segue right into Courtney. Yeah. Perfect, actually.
Right. No, that's a great little feel on it, too, because I think the whole Jackson thing is just a twist in itself. But when it comes down to TV shows, I think there's time for some new types of TV shows. There's another type of show called Club Platinum, and it's a show inspired by the Golden Girls with a younger spin, starring my mother, Jack Kay, and Alani Anderson type.
And
once again, Jerry McCarthy.
There you go.
Playing one of the
he's
characters
attached
in
to everything.
Well, he plays under Danny and Randy.
I get one line.
The family attorney.
I get one line.
So those are the couple of shows. There's a show called The AD, a basketball show inspired by the White Shadow characters.
Oh, Ken Howard.
White Shadow.
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I'll just say we had him. He was our podcast guest. Not this past week, but the week before.
Really?
And we talked about TV with him.
Oh, yes.
So
check
your
email on that.
So it's interesting you should bring him up.
Yes. Well, this show is inspired based on that same character. Mm-hmm. I wanted to use more of a sports character like a Rick Fox or a Reggie Theus for this particular role.
Uh-huh.
But it's a show inspired by that. And Once again, I think White Shadows had a nice impact on the society at its time, mm-hmm. and it's time for another type of show
like
that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
You guys agree with that?
Well, that's absolutely. Great, definitely.
Yeah.
One of the things that we in fact, Rick mentioned it in the podcast, was if you cast a basketball show, get people that can play basketball.
Well, I think that's what was good about The White Shadow, was those guys could actually play ball.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if they don't, you know, you see, like I brought this up, I said, you know, Fear Strikes Out with Tony Perkins. That
right.
guy never even held a baseball.
Right.
He played
right.
Jimmy Pearsall in the movie.
Right.
It's like, if you want a believable character, you got to have these guys can actually play the sport. So the audience goes, yeah,
like, throw the ball.
I'm buying this.
And there's not that many actors that can play.
Oh,
right.
No. Did we get to that too? You know what's amazing about that story with Ken?
Yeah.
Bruce Paltrow auditioned me for the show.
Really?
Really?
I'm a fantastic basketball player.
Yeah.
To just be one of the kids?
Yeah, Kevin Hooks.
Pro?
So,
yeah, pro? That is amazing.
I was up for
that
the show.
Awesome.
And
pro
was,
is like, a street basketball player.
Yeah.
He's humble, but I'm going to tell him. You're like one of the New York City street basketball players,
yes,
right?
Because that's a whole other broadcast, is that culture
it is.
Of the street basketball
oh,
players.
Yes, oh, yeah. And I'd love to have a chat with you about
that
the street basketball.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly back in a back east thing.
Yes.
Philadelphia,
I've been to
New
California.
York, Chicago. Not so much out here, but yeah, I mean,
yeah.
back
you
east,
hear
it's a huge
but
culture.
You got to hear the story of what I did at Venice Beach. After using New York as a platform for 23 years, I brought it to California, and I had Kobe Bryant. Every NBA
yeah.
player you could imagine played for me
story.
In that program. Every player you could imagine
yeah,
played
cool.
for me there.
Cool.
So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to tell you, get real basketball players. Don't show us, you know, don't.
Well, we tried to do that. We have a TV show we did that's been shot for Fox. It's called Going Pro. Mm-hmm. And we took 12 former players that were moving to that next level of the NBA who didn't
uh-huh.
make it.
Uh-huh.
And we put them in a mansion and gave them a second chance. And I brought Marcus Johnson, Norm Nixon,
cool.
and some NBA players into the house. And we took those cats through training systems and took them out and just tried to show them and give them opportunity to get that next chance,
wow.
you know?
That's cool.
So we did a show like that last year for Fox.
That's really cool.
So I've been kind of around with them with this entertainment things. And
yeah.
Jerry has been a real, real motivator for us at this point.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, no. This guy here. And the reason why I came to the show tonight is because I wanted to kind of express to him his value to what we've been trying to do for the TV shows, the inspiration. He's been to boxing gyms with me. He's been to basketball situations with me. I mean, he's a rounded guy.
He has a week left, Hook, by the way.
Oh, no, I dropped his left. He's right at the killer. He's right at the killer by accident.
I don't want to bust him here.
Okay, because the Martini, you guys.
The podcast, right? I have a very weak right, but that's all right.
Back to you.
Oh, let's just talk about that, about your basketball thing, because you're street basketball. If we can, we only got a few more minutes, unfortunately.
Oh,
but I want to make sure that I get a plug in for your basketball. Is that you have a system for basketball? You coach basketball, right?
Yes.
And just talk a little bit about your system. Drop us your email, I mean your website or whatever, so people can get in touch with you if they want to hear about your basketball training. Because I think as a former basketball or as a basketball player, gym rat type basketball player, I think your system is right on. But talk about it just for a second.
Well, good. Thanks, Jerry. Through the years, you know, of playing basketball and watching it and just knowing basketball in itself as a beautiful sport, it seemed like there was a need for a facelift. So what I did was I put together what we call a virtual extreme technique called a VXT. And the VXT is the first map of the basketball. It's like an efficiency system. We created spots that were proven from the years of history, you know, history, the guys playing the games, and all the levels of it, we noticed that there were certain spots being used. And so what we did was we created a system that actually took all of those spots and made them available to any kid that's learning how to play basketball. Now, he doesn't have to start from scratch, so to speak. He can start from the 20 ways to score,
mm-hmm.
proven spots that we put together in this VXT.
Okay.
So basically, it's a scoring efficiency system, and it's basically, it would work in any sport, but we chose basketball, and we created this basketball map. And so what we're trying to do right now is do a launch party and put together some things with Jerry, some events, as I had done at Venice Beach years ago, to try to promote this, to put it into the school system, to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the beginning tool. It's like a foundational tool. Mm-hmm. It's a fundamental tool. And I think the game of fundamentals.
I'll tell you what I think about basketball. You know, you like basketball, and I like basketball. But the three-point, I love the three-point line. But it changed the game.
Yes.
That yeah. Now there's three-point shooters, and there's big guys who dunk. And nobody covers that middle, that mid-range game.
And that's what we talk about. Thank you for even mentioning that. What we did also in that system, we hear about these things quite often. Hey, he plays a great mid-range game. Hey, what a nice mid-range. Richard Hamilton. Mm-hmm. But we never see it.
Yeah.
So in our system, what we did was we used our circles to create these visuals. So now we have maybe seven different configurations called the seven shortcuts. First, we give you the map of all the proven shots. And then we give you the seven shortcuts. The mid-range game, the jump hook kill, the buzzer beaters. And we brought Marcus Johnson in as a spokesperson.
Oh my gosh.
You can go on our website, which is basketballmasters.com, and you can see the video and some of the directions of what we're trying to do in Compass. Once again, that's basketballmasters.com or masterthegame.net. There's different portals to get into that same website. But our goal is to try to reach all of those different clubs and training programs and put our program out there as one of the first basketball maps ever. And thanks to Mr. Wooden and Mr. Naismith for creating a game. Marcus Johnson says it so eloquently in our video, along with George Gervin, the 50-year great, I mean, one of the 50 greatest players, along with Darrell Wright, one of the Miami Heat champions. Mm-hmm. So we have some nice endorsements. And we're looking forward to putting this thing out there as soon as possible. Jerry, thank you for the opportunity to talk about the VFC.
I appreciate you coming by, Pro, and we've shot our time.
We need more time? Well, we could do a part two or something. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll do
it. Yeah,
part
that
two.
Time went so fast. And only because I wasn't able to read my notes, man. I was
you don't need notes, Pro. You lived it, man.
We don't rehearse.
I'd love to hear more about Sammy Davis Jr.
It's a martini bar improv hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. We don't work from a script, but you can talk about anything you want.
Yeah. But I
edit or anything?
No, we don't edit anything. We just do it.
It is what it is, man.
It gets out there, and the fans love it.
We even leave profanities.
We leave profanities. Somebody swears if you
broadcast it late at night.
Yeah. Okay, one other question that I was going to ask you about, which we were talking about, and just we'll close the podcast with this, but is who the best – Rick was talking about that with Ken Howard about actors that are athletes. Who's the best actor-athlete? And you can't say the Rock or somebody that's like a real athlete that became an actor.
Yeah.
So who is somebody that could, in your mind, can carry it off?
Dwayne Martin.
Dwayne Martin?
Yes.
I hate to feel really ignorant, but I have no idea.
All of Us. He has a TV show, All of Us, created by...
Yeah.
That's Will Smith's creation, that show, All of Us. That show, Dwayne Martin, is an excellent basketball player. They call him Shake. He's dynamite. Martin Lawrence is a very good basketball player.
Really?
Martin
Lawrence would blow your mind. Absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Also, Snoop Dogg is a pretty decent athlete.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Oh, cut it out.
Serious?
Oh, basketball, really? Cold left-hander. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we have... Damon Wayans can play a lot of basketball.
Well, I bet you Wayans brothers can play some ball.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to interrupt you because Rick needs to tell a story. We've mentioned Will Smith and the Wayans brothers. And
are you talking about the Ollie thing?
Yeah. Rick and I went to the Ollie premiere with Will Smith and the Wayans brothers.
You can tell it. It was every great black actor in Hollywood and every athlete. Great. Jim Brown was there. Lennox Lewis was champion at the time. We walked in with him.
Sat next to Eric Davis at the moment.
Joe Namath was there. Joe Namath was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like this. That's the most amazing.
Rick and I were sitting there. We're like,
Eddie Murphy was there.
Eddie Murphy was there. Will Smith was there. Jada Pinkett. We're like actors.
You never let me get to Eddie and them.
We're like,
my mother did a series with them. PJs, you familiar with it?
Oh, the PJs, yeah.
Two Emmys on the Mesabi character, the voiceover, with the Eddie Murphy project, the Wayne brothers. She played the grandma.
Oh.
I didn't get that in there, man.
Well, we got to do another podcast. You got it in now. But we want to do another podcast. I want to hear.
We'll do another one.
Absolutely.
Rick and I were sitting at this party, and we're like,
I couldn't get
all these sports dudes, like, Like you said, Joe Namath. I mean, it is like all of these.
It's like the Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. Muhammad Ali was there. I mean, it was like the, and then like big time actors and Will Smith and Eddie Murphy and Free Martinis were like.
This Free Martinis all night.
All night long. We're like,
how it comes down off the ice like a waterfall in glass.
A big ice sculpture.
Martinis.
Okay.
And we're like, this is like the best party in the world. This was made for us. Yeah, sports, acting,
was
martinis.
So nice. It's like, why are we here? But it was like just everybody.
We got to go to another one of those.
How sociable you guys do this cast. I don't know, the drinks are going. I'm looking around saying,
it's a bar. It's a martini.
Well, bro, that's the way things go in bars. You know, people just talk. So
we're gonna hit on Amanda.
I haven't had a drink in 10 years. So I don't even know how to socialize.
No, we don't.
I'm watching you guys. I'm saying.
Yeah, we're good. It's all good, bro. But anyway, well, thank you for joining us for the podcast. Oh, you did a wonderful job, and we appreciate you coming.
Hey, thank you.
Next time, bring Johnny Brown with you.
Yeah,
no, or your mom. Your mom would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mom, to tear this place up.
And well, when she walks in the door, we'll all applaud.
Yeah, like the show, right?
She says,
that'd
be great.
So cheers. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Rick's Martini Bar Pro, thanks for dropping by. I really appreciate it. And good luck in all the future. And once again, say that website once more so everybody can get it.
Yeah, basketballmasters.com. Thank you.
There you go. See you next.
You better do the
We got to do the thing. Yeah, with our sponsors, PB Imaging, and also Audible.com. I got this new Steve Martin book that he narrates. It's awesome. You can get that from audible.com. And you can get the website you can download this podcast for free at www.mccartymetro.com. www.mccartymetro.com. Thank you once more, Pro, for coming, and cheers, and we will see you next week at Rick's Martini Bar.
Peter Zane.
Yes.